We're here in the place of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. Mahaprabhu's principal biographer is taken to be Vrindavan Das Thakur, who wrote Chaitanya Bhagwat, originally was called Chaitanya Mangal. And there, it's so beautiful, the pastimes that are described, and with particular emphasis upon the, it's called Adi Leela, the beginning pastimes. So it means the birth of Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his childhood pastimes, his teenage pastimes, up to and including his marriage, and up to the age of 24 when he takes sannyas. We don't need that. We're okay. Mahaprabhu is in the world for 48 years, his manifest pastimes. This first 24 years described in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And there we find Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author. He's known to be one of the, principal cowherd boy associates of Balaram, of Nityananda. So in his book, he is always emphasizing the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. And as Guru Maharaj would say, why this is essential? We'll go to Gurudev. We're here so close to the Radha Damodar temple, Jiva Goswami, where there's the Samadhi Mandir and Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami. Gurudev would say, everyone knows that Srila Guru Maharaj is Rupa Goswami's man. He'd say it like that. And then he'd say, so why is he always saying, Dial Nitai, Dial Nitai, Dial Nitai, taking the name of Nityananda Prabhu? Because if we're to have a firm foundation in Krishna consciousness, it must be built upon the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. Like, we're also want to pray Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who we find in Charitamritam. There are so many obstacles on his path to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Dev until he gets the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. Then everything is open. The path to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu is swift and clear. So, and the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, always emphasizing the glories and the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. And Guru Maharaj is saying, why? That way you have this foundation upon which the superstructure of Krishna conception can rest. Without that, whatever you build will fall down. It won't be remain standing. So, all of the devotees, after the departure of Mahaprabhu, they're relishing hearing Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, and particularly here in Vrindavan. And the main speaker who's singing Chaitanya Bhagavat every day is this Haridas Pandit. And it's described, his audience, they're all Mahabhagavatas, devotees of the highest order. So it said they appeared like so many stars, and he was like a moon within so many stars. And his recitation of Chaitanya Bhagavat was like a river of nectar descending from the moon, right, nourishing all the stars. That's how it's described. So how beautiful is that concept, and what is that river of nectar, the Gaur Katha of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so beautifully recorded there. But after the departure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from this plane in Jagannath Puri, we told the other day at Lalita Kund about Swarup Damodar Goswami, Mahaprabhu Dutiva Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the second, Mahaprabhu's double, Mahaprabhu's other self. So Raghunath Das Goswami and Swarup Damodar are the spiritual eyewitnesses to the most confidential pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Remember, Mahaprabhu put Raghunath Das Goswami under the care of Swarup Damodar, telling him, this is not a demotion, but rather, what I don't know, he knows fully well. And that's a somewhat perplexing or bewildering thing to consider. Because when you say, what could be unknown to Mahaprabhu? What does he mean to say, what I don't know? Or is he just being nice? You say, what I don't know? It's earnest. He's saying, what I don't know, he knows fully. And then we say, how is that possible? In this way, that Krishna, he sees in his loving exchange with Srimati Radharani, he's saying, I am ecstasy personified, right? Rasaraj, Akhila Rasamrita Murti, you know, Anandiananda Murti, Ananda Mayobi, I'm full of ecstasy and happiness. But it appears to me that in our loving exchange, that what Srimati Radharani is experiencing is 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. That's Krishna's estimation. Just think about, you know, his default mode is omniscience. So who is omniscient to the infinite precinct? I cannot estimate the primasima, the limits, the heights of her love. And he's thinking that, but theoretically, I can understand what she's experiencing is 10 million times greater than what I experience. Think about that. He is Swayam Bhagavan, the supreme reality, and he's making this observation. And Rupa Goswami writes in his Chaitanyasikam, Aparam kasyapi pranayi janabindasya kutuki rasosvamam vritva madaram upabhoktam kamakiya rucham swam abhavre yutim iha kalyam sat chaitanya devaskritir atitaram na kripayatu. That surveying the billions and trillions of inconceivably beautiful Brajagopis, one awakened a curiosity in Krishna. One stood out, one canceled all the others. We told Ramananda Sambhad, you minus one, and Krishna said, the whole experience has gone down. Right? He's become distracted, he's lost interest. How is that possible? It can only be that one, minus one, that she has qualities and characteristics that exceed the billions and trillions. So, like over here, Chandravali and Radharani and of the two, it doesn't mean that she is marginally superior. But to this degree, she cancels a trillion of the most inconceivable, beautiful, charming, Brajagopis, right, who are beyond the queens of Dwarka, beyond the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha. And what are they? They're all extensions and expansions from her. Ananda Chinmaya Vasas Patibhavi Tavi Kabiri Eva Nijarupataya Kalavi. So, Krishna, this observing her has awakened the curiosity within him, like, what is it like when she hears my name or the sound of my flute? I see these marvelous transformations. What is that she's experiencing? I can only understand it theoretically as Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is the Adi Purusha, right? The original male, the supreme enjoyer. That's his position. She is the supreme devotee. What she is experiencing can only be experienced from the position of a devotee. That's why when Krishna, when he comes as Mahaprabhu and he tells Raghunath Das, what I don't know, Srip Damodar knows fully. Why? Because Srip Damodar is Lalita Sakhi, Radharani's right arm assistant. She knows everything. And sometimes, even more than Radharani in the sense, Radharani is lost in some divine madness. Srip Damodar, Lalita Sakhi, maintains her composure so that she can assist by singing a particular song to amplify a sentiment, by quoting a particular verse to assuage the anguish of separation. She's the perfect attendant servitor and knows more. Radharani will ask, did I say something peculiar? Did I exhibit some peculiar behavior? Lalita Sakhi knows everything. Same thing with Mahaprabhu. He will later say to them, did I say something strange? Did I exhibit some peculiar behavior? Srip Damodar knows everything. And Mahaprabhu said, that's why I want Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das, that you'll be with him. Then you'll be able to render the desired service. The service I want from you, you'll learn in connection with Srip Damodar. So then Krishna, to experience such and foundational slokas of Charitamritam, Sri Radhaya Mahima Kidushobaneva Maha Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidushobaneva Svadhyo Yenaha. That Vanayeva means he wants to experience the type of love that Radharani alone possesses. What is that? If we follow Rupa Goswami's sequence, we'll understand it is Mahabhav. And she is described as the Mahabhav Swarupini, Radha Thakurani. That Krishna wants to experience. And where does it reach its zenith point? In expression is in the depths of separation, not in union. And as Srila Gurudev would remind us, Krishna knows everything about union. How can this not be understood about Mahaprabhu's pastimes? Krishna knows everything about union. He's not coming to think about that, right? But in separation, and the separation that she experiences, that he wants to know what happens to her heart. And the sort of ecstatic transformation that occurs when she's feeling the deepest separation from Krishna. That curiosity has been awakened in him. But, occurred simultaneously at the time when the Yuga avatar should descend. And what is the service of the Yuga avatar is to deliver Krishna Nam, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So on the one hand, and Guru Maharaj calls that public service. Like that's the public service of when Mahaprabhu descends. But like any public servant, it has a private life. And that there's another type of culture there. So this curiosity that has overwhelmed him in his heart coincides with the time for the descent of the Yuga avatar. And simultaneously, he says, what? I heard the plaintive calls of Advaita Acharya. No. Advaita Acharya is here surveying the situation, what's happened in the Kali Yuga, and feeling some compassion for all the fallen humanity. So, Tulasi Dalamatrena Jalasya Sulakena Ba, with a palm full of Ganga Jal, Ganges water, and some Tulsi leaves. That's how he pulled Krishna down, such as the power of Ganga and Tulsi. People, and almost with, I think, an element of humor, he says, I was lying on Sheshai in the milk and I heard Advaita calling. Advaita Charja. But we know further than that, but it's a way of referencing the descent of avatars. But it's sweet. And then I heard these calls of Advaita saying, you know, like he has an excuse. Saying, please come down, save everyone. Oh, and it's the time for the Yuga Avatar to give everyone Krishna Nam. What is Krishna Nam? Guru Maharaj describes in the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, Krishna Nama Siddhu Dhamma Danya Dana Sagaram Prema Dhamma Deva Meva Nomi Gaura Sundaram. Krishna Nam is the Siddhu Dham. Siddhu means nectar. Siddhu, the abode of all nectarine substances. It is the greatest gift possible, Dan Sagar. Right? So he's come giving Krishna Nam to save all the people. That transcendental sound vibration form of the Lord that's non-different from the Supreme Lord. Bahiranga Sangi Kore, Nam Sankirtan. With his devotee Swabhaktavya Sudham Nijabhajana Mudram Upadisham Satchaitan Kame Punar Pidashur Yashati Padam. With his devotees and Sri Panchatattva, they're distributing the Krishna Nam, singing and dancing. As Guru Maharaj like to quote Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, saying, sometimes Guru Maharaj would just sit repeatedly going, Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Sundar, and just say that over and over again. Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Sundar. And then sometimes he'd like to say, as I mentioned to Tarani, her son caught it, and he would say, Nitai Gaurga Dadhar Advaita Srivas, Nitai Gaurga Dadhar Advaita Srivas. Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundara Nagaravara Nityam Nijer Namabhi. It's quoting Prabodhana. It's mixing with Guru Maharaj's own internal finish and seamlessly with Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur and other places and saying, what? He is taking his own name and dancing. And we say, well, that sounds kind of egotistical. He's chanting his own name and saying how great, because Radha Baba Duti Subolita, as Radharani relishes the name of Krishna. In that regard, Srila Guru Maharaj said, he gave an example of voltage, right? They're saying the voltage of Krishna Nam. Like here, I can just tell you one, in India, I do not advise messing with the electrical system to anybody. Right? We have to call somebody for that, right? Because of the voltage. And who is it? It has to be someone who knows how to handle high voltage. Otherwise, the unqualified dealing with high voltage, electrocution. Sorry to be so extreme, but maybe the extreme example is appropriate. But that said, so we could say there's Krishna Nam and the voltage of Krishna Nam. So Guru Maharaj said, what is the voltage and the Krishna Nam of Srimati Radharani when she's taking the name of Krishna? Or say, when Yashoda calls Krishna, what is the voltage of her Krishna Nam? How irresistibly drawn Krishna is to that thing. So Mahaprabhu, in the Radha Bhava Duti Sibolita, enveloped by the heart of Radharani that he plundered, he stole from her, and what is that heart, as Gurudev said, Tunga Mani Mandire is a lighthouse of Krishna Prem radiating outward and doing what? Taking Shama Sundar Krishna, transforming him into Gauranga Sundar. Why is he golden? Because of the outcome of the heart of Srimati Radharani has transformed Krishna in this miraculous way. That's she tapta kanchana gaurange radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishabhanu sudeya devi pranamami hari priye. So he descends as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to do his public service, distributing Krishna Namna Sankirtan, Nama Sankirtan, and then what? Antaranga Sangi Kori Rasa Ashwadhan. When a Dvaita gives release, can we say, what is the famous verse about the rice in the marketplace? You know, he's saying, what the market is saturated. If we put it in modern terms, he's telling them, you've totally saturated the market. There's no more customers. Everyone has been flooded. Prabodhananda, Vanchitosmi na sangshaya, Vishwam Gora Rase Magnam Sparsho Pi Mamanabhavat. He came, Vishwam Gora Rase, Gora Rasa, Krishna Prema, he's flooded the world, ex Bindu, Jagat, Dubai, a drop of this divine substance is capable of inundating everywhere. So in essence, Advaita is saying, you did the desired service. Now you are free for your private life, your internal culture. Because Mahaprabhu at that time, receiving this mystic poem from Advaita, turns to Srup Damodar and said, what does this mean? Srup Damodar is saying, I can't understand. Who can understand Advaita Acharya? He knows also what it means, but anything that even remotely hints at a time when Mahaprabhu will not be, he can't even remotely approach that. So he says, I don't understand. Mahaprabhu says, I think I understand. And we see this in India sometimes. He said, I think Advaita is one of those persons who they manufacture a deity for a festival. And like we see in Bengal at the Pukur, they'll have like a Durga Devi particular something. And then they have the festival, and then at the end the deity goes into the pond. And the elements go back to, don't get worried. But so Mahaprabhu, in a little light way, saying, I think Advaita's like that. He summoned the deity. Who's the deity? Mahaprabhu. To do what? To inundate the world and Krishna Prem. He's saying, now that he's finished with his deity, go in the pond. But really, it's the signal that now the time will come, he will go indoor in the Gambira. And there he will be plunged in the association of Srup Damodar and Ramananda, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav and the heights of Krishna Prem 24 hours a day for the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes. And there is Srup Damodar as the eyewitness and his assistant Raghunath Das Goswami. And Srup Damodar is writing notes. And Raghunath Das Goswami has more expanded notes. Then Mahaprabhu and Srup Damodar leave the world. This is unbearable to Raghunath Das Goswami. As we hear in his Bilapa Kusumanjali, Ashavare Amrita Sindhu Mayi Katanchit, Kalo Mayati Kamita Kila Sampratam Hi, Tomche Kripa Maya Vridasa Shinaiva Kimme, Prane Vrajena Chaburo Rubukarinapi. But Guru Maharaj called direct prayer to Radharani. Remember, in Gauralila, Mahaprabhu is in the position of Radharani. So he's saying, my whole life is an aspiration to serve your holy lotus feet. That's why I exist. If that opportunity or prospect has been taken away from me, then how shall I live? Why would I want to live? How can I go on? And so that prana is your life. And he says, and what's more valuable than my life is of no value to me. And he's saying, well, what could be more valuable than your own life? From a spiritual point of view, he's saying, Vrindavan, the soil of Vrindavan is more valuable than my own existence. Vrindavan is of no value to me without you. Radha, Padmankita Dham, Vrindavan, Dharanam. Vrindavan proper is that chinmoy soil that is embellished by the lotus footprints of Srimati Radharani. And then he says, and in the language of Srila Guru Maharaj, he said, I know it is a shameless thing to say, but Krishna is of no use to me without you. Boror, Bakari, not Bakari, means the killer baka. Are you saying, without you, that the beauty and sweetness of Krishna is not, he's like that demon killer. He's killing one, you know, Sputana, Bakasura, Baki Bakanuja, Agasura, not the sweet, beautiful Krishna, who, that's why in Bhagavan, who comes out only when he's at your side. So, such a fervent prayer he's describing. So now, Mahaprabhu and Srup Damodar have left the world, and he's thinking, I will go to Govardhan and Radhakunda and have the darshan there, the prayer of Das Goswami is all, Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvam. Govardhan, give me a little place nearby. That's his aspiration. He's the Prayojan Tattva Acharya of our line, indicating our ultimate aspiration is Radha Dasyam, that our superior servant, our Guru Varga, they live in Govardhan. The gopis there, they go to Kusum Sarovara, collect flowers in the morning, go serve the superior Guru Varga in Radha Kunda, then return and stay in Govardhan. So he's saying, I will go there, see Govardhan, Radha Kunda, and then throw myself from the Govardhan and finish this life, which is no longer of value to me. But then, arriving in Govardhan, he says, Rup and Sanatan. And he's saying, oh, are Mahaprabhu and Srup Damodar not before me as Rup and Sanatan? So he continues living. We know he's staying in Govardhan and Radhakunda. Why? Because Srila Guru Maharaj does not approve of the casual taking of the name of Srimati Radharani, because in Radhakunda, crawling on his hands and knees in that divine place, it's sung, Muke Radha Radha Bole Veshe Nayanera Jale Radhe Radhe. It's Das Goswami who said Radhe Radhe. And we're not to imitate Das Goswami. On his hands and knees, what did it say? With tears pouring down his eyes, drenching his clothes. That sort of intense devotional mood, inconceivable to us. How sacred is that soil at the northeast corner of Radhakund, where the Samadhi Mandir of Raghunath Das Goswami is, Bhajan Kutir was. So out of respect and deference to Das Goswami, we don't try to imitate that. Imitation is mockery. Imitation is suicide. And this month, Guru Maharaj said, on Radhastami and at the time, then we can voice certain things, but not otherwise. So he's saying, if her name is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, so cautiously, although the book is meant to take every sloka, every step of the way, it's meant to take us in the direction of the service of her holy lotus feet, but her name was not given They just say, oh, the most fortunate gopi. Why? Two reasons. One, we're told that although the greatest sages from all the different systems, theistic systems from the universe, it's a mixed group. You know, there are varying qualifications. That's why they say, in the beginning you told us, Jugupsitam Dharmakate, that you know, Narada chastised Vyas for doing what? Giving religion to the world. Right? That was his fault. And what did he mean? And he's like, wait, the great Veda Vyas? Narada is saying, you gave religion, Prabhu, and look what happened. Meaning, why are people religious? For a successful material life. Right? To live happily. He's saying that you didn't mean it, you didn't intend it that way, it's inadvertent, but in your name, they're being religious so that they can stay bound. It's the opposite of what you wanted. So you have to give the pure, full, what did Gurumayi say? Theistic conception of Krishna. And it can't be anyone else but you, because if it's someone else, the people will say, hey, are you a greater authority than Veda Vyas? I'm following Veda Vyas, and what are you saying? He's saying, so it can't be anyone but you who will do this service. And so, in the beginning, he's condemning him for giving Dharma Projita Kaita Vocha. I'm saying this in a way to try and capture your attention. So those sages, like, when they hear about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the Braja Gopis, they're going like, Sukadeva, you said in the beginning about religion being the bad thing, and now you're telling us the new religion is these activities of Krishna with Radharani and Braja Gopis. So what appears to be immoral, you're saying, that's the real substance, right? And Gurumayi said, it was one thing for them to be told, like, the supreme reality, the supreme being, the supreme entity is like a man. So, but to take it further and say, an immoral man, they're going, oh, this is too much. You know, we can't hear these things. Then he talks about Shiva drinking the ocean of poison, and what is it? The Ishwaras, the origin of do as I say, not as I do. Slok. And so, I'm saying, Mahadev can drink an ocean of poison and he becomes Neelkant. Right? If you drink a drop of that, you die. And he's saying, so these pastimes here, like, unless you're suffering from separation from Krishna, it will be like cobra venom poisoned you. But like someone suffering from cobra venom, it'll be, what do you call it? The vaccine? What's the word?
Antidote.
Antidote. At that, if you're feeling separation from Krishna, truly, then hearing about these divine pastimes will bring some relief to your heart, not awaken some lower tendency. The dhira. Vikriditam Brajabaduridam to Vishnu, Shradhanvato, Anushrinayat, Attavarnayetya, Bhakti Param Bhagavati, Pratilabdhikamam, Hridrogam, the heart disease. So that's what we're suffering from. What is that? To acquire, think we will find fulfillment by acquiring, controlling, and consuming that which is lower than us, as opposed to offering ourselves in dedication to that which is infinitely higher. So, because those sages were of varying levels of realization and capacity, he's concealing her name. That's one reason. Also, Sanatana Goswami Prabhu says in his Brihad Bhagavatamritam Tika that how sacred is the name of Srimati Radharani? If Sukadeva will vibrate her name, it will ignite a fire of separation in his heart that is so intense for all intents and purposes, he will become, he won't be able to go on talking or doing the seva of broadcasting the Bhagavatam. So for, and not only her name, he doesn't mention the other gopis also, who they are when they start saying different things and separation from Krishna. Bhakti Vinod Thakur and his Bhagavatarka Marichi Mala reveals their positions. So, why did I say this? Because, Raghunath Das Goswami taking the name of Radharani, crawling on his hands and knees, and Radhakund. At that time, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami becomes his servitor. And how perfect is that? So the full wealth of the internal reason for the descent of Mahaprabhu, previously unknown, unheard, inconceivable pastimes, were all transferred, the wealth of Srup Damodar and Raghunath Das, to Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami. Then, Das Goswami is even, well, here's Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, he's now in his 80s, 90s years old. And those devotees who hear from Haridas Pandit, those Mahabhagavatas who love hearing about Mahaprabhu, they realize, Prabhu, these are pastimes that are unknown. We are all familiar with the Chaitanya Bhagavat. What you're describing is as wonderful as it is, it's not there. These are unparalleled nectarine descriptions of the internal reason for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We didn't know. We didn't understand this. Prabhu, please, you must write this for the posterity, the future generations, otherwise no one will know. And Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he's so humble. You see, the higher, right, they're so humble and thinking themselves so unqualified. He doesn't immediately say, oh, right, someone, I'm doing. No, he's thinking, does the Lord want this? Should I really do this? He starts approaching all the senior devotees, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Lokanath Goswami, getting their blessings and approval. And that Haridas Pandit, the speaker of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that moon-like personality, rivers of nectar descending and a star-like assembly of Mahabhagavatas. He encourages him and he goes before the deity, Madan Mohan, Madan Gopal, as you wish, and for some blessings and the garland falls from the deity and all the devotees realize the ultimate approval is there. They garland Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. And what does he say after that? I'm blind. He's legally blind. He's in his late 90s. He's in, I'm arthritic. Right. And he's saying, and I am amazed at what is my pen is writing. And he's saying, it is not I, but actually Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan, deity is writing this through me. That Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, this is his place. It's our inconceivable good fortune to come in the relativity of the proximity of his holy lotus feet and still to be the beneficiaries of Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam to this day. And what did Gurumar say? It is the greatest literature to have ever seen the light of day in all time, all space, and all creations. Hare Krishna. Jai, Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu, ki jai. Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadeva Goswami Raj, ki jai. Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Deva Goswami Raj, ki jai.
Maharaj, wonderful. Would you like to answer any questions? We don't want you to leave, Maharaj. Don't go.
I think we should sing one of his songs, like Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, yeah. Jai
Maharaj, yeah.
Could you sing?
Yeah.
Because
and you have some cartels, Maranga.
Explain the song, how it's Kaviraj Goswami. He will sing, but you can explain
okay.
The song we're about to sing.
Okay, so as Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj just mentioned, very famously, then Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj composed Chaitanya Charitamrita. He also composed the other books and
Govinda Lilamritam. I didn't know.
Govinda Lilamritam, and he also composed bhajan songs. And this song is a song that we sing fairly regularly, and especially here in Vrindavan.
And at this time
of Kartik month, then it is a wonderful song. Time, place, and the circumstance.
And it names all the places that we're visiting.
And now, yes, now after these days, some of these names you actually can relate to where you've been to.
So, Keshi Gata, Bhamsi Data, Bhamsi Bhata,
Dvadashasa. Well, we haven't visited all the forests.
Well,
step by step.
We haven't captured the whole of the infinite.
And not quite that.
And there's there Mridanga cartels?
I think they were playing when we came in. So, oh yes, yes, okay.
No, I want you to play. But you play Mridanga, right? Yeah, she is very good. Ekadashi.
How will you begin?
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
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 Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan.
Sri Govinda Gopinatha. Jaya Jaya Gopeshwara Vrindavanamaya.
Bhavaja Bhajate Prachar.
Jai Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu Ki
Jai
Chaitanya Charitamritam Ki
Jai
Jai Sipati Goswami Sri Guru Gauranga Radha Vrindavan Chandra Ju Ki
Jai
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribhaja Kacharya Satyarasa Vishnu Shumad Subhakti Sundar Govind Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Subhakti Vakav Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai
Bhagavan Sridhabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki
Jai
Jai Sipati Goswami Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Rasa Bihari Ji Ki
Jai
Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki
Jai
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki
Jai
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Subhasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki
Jai
Sri Sri Radha Krishna Govardhana Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki
Jai
Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Sri Seva Kunj Ki
Jai
Navadeep Dham Ki
Jai
Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai Sri Vrinda Govardhan Ki
Jai
Ganga Devi Jumuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki
Jai
Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varena Svilesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Acharya Vrinda Ki
Jai
Jai Srila Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj Ki
Jai
Jai Srila Bhakti Ranjan Madhusudan Maharaj Ki
Jai
Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimala Abhidhut Maharaj Ki
Jai
Jai Srila Bhakti Prabhana Kirtan Maharaj Ki
Jai
Jai Srimad Devashish Prabhu Ki
Jai
Srila Paramananda Prabhu Ki
Jai
Seva Vrinda Ki
Jai
Krishna Kanti Didi Ki
Jai
Seva Vrinda Ki Bhakta Vrinda Ki
Jai
Nitai Gau Premanande
Jai Shri Bhakti Suri Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai
Nitai Gau Premanande
Jai Shri Bhakti Bhimava Dut Maharaj Ki
Jai